see the stars that shine so bright. A star's made for us tonight.
Happy Friday evening to you. I'm Tim Scarborough. And we need her microphone on there.
Diane Morgan.
Oh, there you are.
There I am.
Oh, you were gone last week, Diane, and, you know, I'm going to tell you, I had a really good person on.
I know.
Cameron Barnett. She was pretty amazing.
I heard.
Yeah. But, of course, when she's your granddaughter, it's...
I know she already has a leg in, man. It's just not fair.
Right. Hey, this is Shasta Outdoors, brought to you tonight by Professional Exterminators.
Yes.
And
they've been around for 15 years.
Yeah.
And they are definitely named Professional Exterminators because they are true professionals.
Awesome.
They'll take care of all things like ants, spiders, wasps, roaches, earwigs.
I hate roaches.
Fleas, bed bugs, moths. And also, you know, those smaller rodents, mm-hmm. which seem to make their way into your storage shed, your garage, and even your house. And I'm talking about mice and rats. And they'll do pest trapping like skunks, raccoons, and any other kind of unwanted critter.
Hmm. Okay. Well, hey, they don't do cats, though, I don't think. No.
No, I don't believe so.
I've got Janie. She takes care of that for me. And so, but hey, as an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, Shasta Outdoors endeavors to bring to you every Friday evening guest news and information about the great outdoors in Northern California. It's all about outdoor recreation, getting out in God's beautiful creation. I don't know about you, but it does my soul well every time I do.
Well, and you know what? We live in such a beautiful area. We have so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, camping, mountain biking, kayaking, golfing, snow skiing, water skiing, boating, fishing, horseback riding, motorcycle riding, hunting. And the list goes on.
The list goes on. Hey, tonight in the studio, we have with us Jennifer Coulter and Nicole LaPlante. And
that's right. Yeah. Jennifer is with Youth Options Shasta.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. And we'll be talking with her about
and
that, and also Nicole. And we will really be talking also about the Shasta Mud Run.
Yeah.
That's coming
up. Shasta Mud Run. Yeah. Have you ever done the Shasta Mud Run?
I like mud, so I think it...
I'm wondering who came up with
a
mud run. You know, yeah. A mud run.
Yes.
And so, Diane, you were gone. Did you do anything outdoors?
Well, Reno doesn't have a lot of outdoors.
Well, the Tahoe area is right there.
You can just
go right up to Tahoe.
But I am trucking. So proud. I have a son that went to Top Gun. He's in the Navy.
Mm.
And he is the best of the best.
Wow.
Tristan, I'm so proud of him. So he was in Nevada for training and whatnot. So he came and to Reno and saw me, and
nice.
It was a wonderful weekend.
Nice.
Really nice.
Yeah. Well, last Saturday I had a group hike, and we did the Hertz Bay Trail. Started at Deckus Rock Campground. Beautiful hike. Mom went.
Yeah, I heard. She loved it.
She's a trooper. She got out there. The only thing is that there was a pretty large tree over the trail, and she didn't feel comfortable navigating around that. So she, I'm sure
she had a great time. She wants me to go and do it with you guys next time. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it was fun. It was interesting because I was out there 3 weeks ago, and remember the guys that they've got that app on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yes.
So you take a picture.
So yes.
And
you're supposed to take care of
it. Yeah.
Did
so
you
Redding,
do that?
Yes. Redding Trail Alliance, I think, takes care of that.
Right.
And so, yeah, I went, and now a few weeks ago we went out there, and there was many more trees. So I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to take credit for the fact that they zipped right out there and took care of those trees. But there was one really large oak tree that was still there. But the rest of them were gone. And I'm thinking there was probably 5 or 6 trees.
Hey, we'll keep them busy. We'll keep them busy.
Right. The only thing is they didn't email me back.
Oh.
Yeah. And what's cool is even if you don't have... reception, phone reception.
Right.
Even though you don't have phone reception, you can take a picture and it what do you call that?
Geotip.
Yeah, it says where it's at.
Right.
Yeah, there we go. Thanks. Thanks, Nicole. It's so, anyway, Shasta Outdoors, how do we get a hold of us?
Oh, well, it doesmysoulwell.com. And if you want to email it, doesmysoulwell@gmail.com. I will not give your phone number out this time.
Cameron did. Yeah. And if you want to call Granddad, here's his number.
But you can even find us, though, on Facebook. It Does My Soul Well. I mean, that's really easy, I think. It Does My Soul Well.
Don't look at the phone number.
I need to take that off.
You got any plans for this weekend? Doing anything fun?
Let's see. I am going to go outdoors this weekend. In fact, I told Mom I would go on a hike.
Really?
Yes. So I'd like to go on a short little jaunt. Today's my husband's birthday, by the way.
Oh, happy birthday, Richie.
Yes. So I have a feeling that he has some plans. But he really wants to start golfing. We really want to start golfing again. But golfing can be expensive. It gets expensive.
True.
So, but... We really want to do that again.
Yeah. You used to golf.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
So, and he's kind of a natural. I'm a natural.
And actually, I'd like to have some golfers have a golf pro come in.
I think that's
Friday
nice.
Nights.
I mean,
you know, it's a nice outdoor activity and a fun thing to do. I don't know if it's as fun as a mud run, but we'll find out just how fun it is. Well, let me just welcome our guests and welcome Jennifer and Nicole.
Thank you for coming.
And we're going to, you know, talk with you guys tonight about, I think, a number of things because there's the Shasta Mud Run that's coming up. But the entire organization of, I always want to say this incorrect. Youth Options Shasta.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know what? I think we're going to go ahead and take a break, and then that way when we come back, we can just dive right in. Are you ready in there, Christina? Oh, hi, Christina.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you for running the board again. This is your second time.
Yep. Second time alone.
And I couldn't use my printer today, so I didn't print out the song choices. So all the songs this evening are chosen by Christina, right?
Yep, exactly. I hope you'll enjoy it.
Oh, I'm sure we will. All right, we'll be back after these messages. All right, welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And right now, all over Reading are these show and shines. Are you going to at least go to a show and shine?
Are you talking about April Cool Nights? What are you talking about? Show and shine. What's show and shine?
Right here.
Right down here. Yeah. Cool April.
Oh, that's down the street.
Yeah. That's just, you know, that's why I'm here. So I can just, you know, trip all over myself.
It's something you can do outside, right?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, why not?
Well, I shine, so.
Yeah. Jennifer Coulter and Nicole LaPlante, welcome again.
Thank you.
And, you know, I reached out to you initially because of the Shasta Mud Run, and I think it's a fun event that I've never been to yet. But,
yeah.
You know, what's great about it is how many pictures get posted of this event. I mean, just pictures. Yeah. There's no guessing when was the Shasta Mud. Oh, it was last weekend because look at all the pictures.
Yeah.
And so, but Jennifer, you work for Youth Options Shasta.
I do.
And how long have you been with them?
I'm going on my 14th year.
Wow. Okay.
So, and you stumbled over the name earlier, but our actual name is Youth Violence Prevention Council.
Okay.
Ooh. So we shortened it and made it much easier.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
Is that a recent change in the name? Or
2018 is okay. When we started going by the Youth Option Shasta.
And Nicole, now how are you connected here?
Well, I actually came to Youth Option Shasta in 2017 as an administrative assistant to Jennifer, and she is my mentor ever since.
Right.
So blood in, blood out with the Shasta Mud Run, diehard volunteer, and also assist Youth Option Shasta with outreach coordination.
Right.
And we do have a couple other events as well.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. So Youth Option Shasta, am I saying that correct?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't roll off the tongue, but I feel like
Youth Options.
Youth options.
Now that I can do.
Right. Youth Options. It's an organization that does a number of things. Can you tell us a little bit about what all Youth Options does?
Absolutely. So originally it's from, it was to address gang issues in Shasta County back in 1996.
Wow.
And since then it's evolved, but keeping that same mission to promote a healthy and safe community.
Right.
And we do that by providing positive options for youth, like the Youth Peer Court, a youth fire prevention and intervention program, mentoring, Shasta Youth Leadership Camp, which many know as SILC.
Right. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. So that's a camp then?
Mm-hmm.
And where's that held at?
It used to be out at Whiskey Town, but now it's held at Shasta College since that camp isn't available.
And so this is for teens?
It is. So we have middle school campers, and then the counselors are high school and college age counselors.
Way cool.
So that's coming up in July, and we have a lot of like law enforcement that help act as staff and support the event.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome. Tell me a little bit about the peer court. I've heard about it. This is something that young people participate in.
It is. It's really a powerful process. So we get referred real cases from juvenile probation, and it's not adults that make the decisions about them. So they come through the court and they have a jury of their peers. So they're other teens that are volunteers, or they're teens that have gone through the process themselves and now they've been assigned to sit on the jury for someone else. So it's restorative justice.
Right.
How do we help somebody change the trajectory and turn things around?
Yeah, way cool. Mm-hmm. And then you also said something about fire.
The Youth Fire Prevention and Intervention. So that was established in 2015, I believe, in partnership with the Shasta Arson Task Force. And that's for youth who have been involved in fire setting. So we hold a two-day academy with, other fire personnel and community members and go over, the cost of fires, be able to assess for future fire risk.
Right. Nice.
And
nice.
Nicole, you had mentioned you work for Cal Fire?
I do.
I do currently, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Jazz Shaw, who worked for us for 10 years, she's at Cal Fire also.
Okay.
But she still runs the Fire Academy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then mentoring. I want to ask you about mentoring. What is that like? What's that program like?
Right. Well, we've been doing mentoring for years, and it was actually through the Plus One Mentoring Program. We do a lot of collaboration now with Catalyst Mentoring.
Okay, yes.
So,
I'm familiar. I know some of the men that help out with
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Such a great program. Yeah. And, for resources, we're just trying to really work together. Like, you have the resources for that, so we support them. Mm-hmm. They support us.
And what is that exactly? What is the
Catalyst Mentoring? Oh, an organization that pairs adults with youth. They come during lunch times.
Nice.
Just connect with kids.
They come into the school, right?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Nice. Where our mentoring is more that one-to-one kind of the, big brother, big sister program.
Right.
So we still have those matches, but we also
have
coordinate with them for training and support.
Nice. So on the mentor, what do they do with the young people?
What do they do?
Can they go
on hikes?
See, I'm liking it. I like that program.
They go on hikes. They go kayaking. there was a group out of Chico that actually did a camp for fly fishing.
Wow.
And they provided our mentor and mentee with a free fly rod.
Wow.
They took them on this four-day trip. So there's so many amazing opportunities.
Right.
And many of these kids have never been able to be exposed to getting out and doing something.
Right. I think it is
so important.
Absolutely amazing. I know, you know, I was blessed with a dad that loved the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And in my life, it has definitely meant a great deal to me to be able to do that. I couldn't imagine not going out hunting with him or fishing or, and so, and I forget sometimes that there are young people that never experienced
that. Have that opportunity,
yeah. Not at all.
Yeah. So that's neat.
Yeah, it's really important for programs like ours to exist, especially in Shasta County, who, you know, we do have a lot of poverty-riven teenagers, young adults.
Yeah.
Right.
It's extremely important to be able to guide them, empower them to make good choices, healthy choices. A lot of people do not have that proper establishment, that foundation, that home foundation. So, you know, having programs like Youth Options is so imperative for youth here. You know, I just can't stress that enough.
And
it's so important to have these opportunities. We provide options, youth options, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're out here, you know, showing children, you know, you might not have a solid foundation at home. You might be making some not choice decisions at school.
Right.
And you might come to us, you know, because you got in trouble. But hey, guess what? We're not going to judge you. Okay.
Right.
We're not judging you. We're going to show you the right path. We're going to teach you about tobacco.
I love that.
We're going to teach you about alcohol. We're going to teach you about fire. You know, if you are a serial fire starter, you know, we're going to show you these different opportunities that you do have that you might not understand that you have. And we're going to guide you.
Right.
You know, so it's very, very.
That's
but even as a mentor, I feel like that would be such an honor to be able to do that. I mean, so many people have so much to give and so much to share and they just, you know, they don't know how to do it. And this is a way they can do that. You know, to be a mentor to a young teen. And
are the some of the mentors, are they older, like senior citizens, or
there's no age on a mentor?
There's no age on a mentor.
I mean, honestly, everybody has life lessons that they can teach
you. Isn't that
the truth? You know, learn by mistake, live by mistake. You know, we're always looking for mentors. So if you are listening to this program and you like to sign up with us, please go to Youth Options. What is it? .org?
Shasta.org.
Yeah. And please sign up with us. We are always looking for quality people to help guide these young people.
We'll just show up. I mean, that's what we're looking for.
Somebody
to show up. They don't have to have any special skills, just a good heart, an open mind.
Yes.
I have, well.
You would be a good mentor.
We work together, Chris Cable, you know, Chris.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so he was he's doing it through Catalyst.
Yes.
And he showed up at the school, you know, to do, I guess, meet with, and he showed up late, so he got in trouble.
Good.
Yeah, he talked about that. We had a Chamber of Commerce greeters meeting at his place, and
I love it.
Yeah, he said, as a matter of fact, that whole meeting was to raise money for Catalyst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So he gave away, I don't know, 10 chairs?
Thousands of dollars.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I guess that made up for being late. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. He got out of the doghouse with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if someone wants to get involved,
mm-hmm.
the best way, you shared the website. Is that the best way then to get a hold of you?
The website, and it has our email addresses and everything to reach out.
Mm-hmm. How do you connect with the young people? You mentioned something, Nicole, that sometimes they get in trouble.
Yeah.
And so are they willing participants?
You know, voluntold.
Right.
typically. But, you know, we have so many success stories from Youth Violence Prevention Council, our old name, started. You know, we have people who came to us, you know, because they made a mistake at school and now they're lawyers.
Wow.
You know, absolutely.
That's
yeah.
awesome. I love that.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to think about the guidance, you know, what a child can do with the proper guidance. Mm-hmm. But yes, a lot of the times they may or may not be resistant. But, you know, that's where the mentoring comes in. That's where the empowering comes in, believing mm-hmm. in somebody, being consistent, ensuring that, you know, you are their safe space and you're there to help them. And I think mm-hmm. that's where the trust comes in, you
right.
know, with restorative justice and our program. Absolutely.
If someone knows a young person, though, mm-hmm. that would really benefit.
Yes.
Can somebody just bring a youth?
They can. So they mm-hmm. can call the office and we can, you know, go right. through the process. A lot of times if somebody's, you know, on the edge, sometimes just coming and getting involved by volunteering for peer court, mm. sitting on the jury for right. other people, it's
right.
amazing how empowering that is.
Right.
Because they get to all of a sudden see what other people are going through and they realize how important it is to help others.
Right.
It's amazing how many turn around just from that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, listen, we're going to take a little break here.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Shasta Mud Run. Am I right. saying that correctly?
Yes, you
2023.
are.
2023. I know.
The 10th year.
You guys brought T-shirts.
I know.
For us.
I'm so excited.
I owe you hats.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
There's more where that came
yeah.
from.
Yeah. yeah. And so anyway, we're going to take a break. Christina, can you take us on out? And we'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And we have a sponsor. They've been a sponsor for about 3 or 4 weeks now.
I know, Professional Exterminators.
Yeah, come on, let's give them some love.
Absolutely. And, you know, we talked about them earlier, and I just wanted to tell you about the how to get a hold of them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's locally owned and operated by Dave and Madonna Silva, mm-hmm. and they're amazing people and who are an integral part of this community. And so no matter what your need is, you need to call them, because you know what? It's zero obligation for you
really?
To give them a call. And
oh,
it's a
free
estimate. And I like the free. There's not very many things in this world that's free anymore.
Well, and the warmer weather is going to bring them all out. Mm. All the bugs start coming out.
Well, whatever's bugging you, let me tell you how to get a hold of them.
Okay.
Okay. You call 530-338-2822. That's Professional Exterminators, 530-338-2822.
Yeah, and let them know that Shasta Outdoors sent you their way, okay? Great people, and I know that they're going to be getting busy here.
I think I'm going to call them. Yeah. I do. I need to call them.
It doesn't say...
Me too.
I know.
<For all. laughs>
I know.
Anyways, yeah.
Telling you.
Yeah, I'll give you a copy.
Okay. Then,
so that you can give them a call. And they do. They do a fantastic job. I guess ticks wouldn't really be a pest that would be around your house, right? I'm not taking Janie out on hikes right now because I cannot.
Oh, the ticks.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not taking her because I cannot give her. I just took her to the vet and I can't give her flea and tick medication. And so.
Oh, because she's pregnant?
She's pregnant.
Yeah. Ah!
She's going to have puppy.
Yes.
Oh,
so excited.
Calamity Jane.
We're
going to have a bunch of miniature Calamity Jane. All the females will be Calamity Jane, and then the males will be Wild Bill.
Oh, I love it. She's
and,
so beautiful.
And I'm hoping she only has, at the most, 8. But I don't know, because she came from a litter of 12. Poor mama.
I know, but oh, she'll be a great mom, though.
Yep.
She'll be good.
All right. Well, we have Jennifer Coulter and Nicole LaPlante, and they've been telling us about Youth Options Shasta. Yay, I'm getting
that
it down.
That's right. Good job.
But the big event coming up. Now, you have more than just this event, right?
Mm-hmm. This is the big
one. This is the big
one. This is the big
one.
Big,
yeah.
Yes.
It is. How many people show up to this Shasta Mud Run?
There's usually about 1,500 that participate in the race.
Oh, wow.
And then countless others. So, because spectators are free. So they get to come out. We have a free kid area that they get to play on the playground, play in the mud, and take advantage of.
I know, that's what I'm talking about. I love the mud. There's something about it.
Now,
I love it.
This Shasta Mud Run, it's down at Hawes.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how many years has this been going on?
This is our 10th year.
Double digit.
Big
deal.
Nice.
Happy birthday to us.
Wow.
That's
big awesome. Celebration.
Yes.
And so this is a fundraiser.
It is.
And
I love that.
Yeah. And now, what age?
Oh, gosh. We have kids as young as, I don't know, 5, 6. I mean, it depends.
Six, okay, officially. Six to, I think, our oldest was 82.
Wow.
Oh, I love
it. So we have lots of, you know, multi-generational groups.
Right,
you know.
And it just looks like a blast. I have never been to it.
Well, you're going what else comes out? I mean, do you guys have... have activities or, I mean, tell me more.
So this is our second year out at Hawes Farms. Shout out to Greg and Nicola Hawes for hosting us again.
Nice. This is a great place.
Yes. It's wonderful. So it's given us a lot of opportunity actually to add some exciting stuff this year. You know, people can come out. They can play volleyball.
They can play
frisbee.
We have cornhole. There's lots of vendors, music, food.
Right.
See, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It does. So the length of the race is what?
It's a 5K.
Okay.
And some people that want more, they can do it. They can sign up for the 10K, which is two times.
Two loops, right?
Two loops.
Two loops. Yeah. I used to run 10Ks a lot, but I haven't run in quite a while. But are there any people who get super serious about trying to win this race?
There are. Yeah. So, and those are the people that, you know, we have them in the first wave. So we let off about 50 to 60 people at a time every 5 minutes.
Okay.
So they're staggered. Okay. So the group that really cares about their time, they choose a timing chip too. That's like $5 extra.
Right.
They go out first, let them go, and then the rest just have a ball, and some take their time, some walk. Some
I was going to say, I'd be walking it, but...
and that's okay. It's really just to have fun.
Now, are there teams?
You can run individually or on a team. Mm-hmm. We have teams as large as 65.
Wow.
Yes. And I think that's Shasta Community Health Center.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. We could do it as a relay, and I can just tap you in.
Yeah.
You know, I do half and then tap you in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you would even do half.
We have upward of 20 challenging obstacles, too. So it's not just, hey, there's 5 or 6. No, we have about 20. And a lot of our planning committee, you know, they do tough mudders. And they go out and they experience other mud runs. So they come back, and in our brain trust meetings, we kind of develop the plan of, oh, my gosh, what can we do to spark people's interest? I mean, we can't use fire. We can't use electricity. So we can't do stuff like that. But we do have really great ones. You know, you're crawling through underneath porta potties.
Porta potties.
just lots of fun
it's a secret.
Stuff. It's really great. So every year, you know, we kind of have those tried and true ones that are there every year, and then we just switch it up for people. And not only is it our second year out at Hawes, but when you're coming out into this course, you're right on the river. Like, it's absolutely gorgeous out there.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Beautiful
right
place.
Yes.
So you have teams. Are any of the teams, like, really serious?
I mean, I guess some of them are. Some really do train. We have people coming from Eureka. We have people everywhere.
Yeah, there's a group that's usually about 40 people that come from Eureka.
Do they win anything?
If they have a timing chip so that we record their time, yes, we do medals for first, second, and third different age groups.
Okay.
And
okay.
Genders?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. I remember at first we didn't, and then we did.
You said for gingers.
Yeah, for gingers.
I'm like, oh, that's good.
It's for gingers.
No, for well, that's really important to me because when I used to run 10Ks,
yeah,
hey, those ladies that were like in their 60s, they just go right on by me.
I know.
And it's like, well, at least I'm not in her category. I might have a chance. And I did. I got a second place ribbon one time, and it was for my age group and a man. But if I was in the woman group, I wouldn't have won.
I would have got
no
ribbon.
That's
right.
Those ladies, good endurance.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's why we call it a fun run, right? You know, you're out there to have fun. You don't have to be serious about it.
I love when you said, though, tough mutters.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
I love that terminology, though. It's
that's mutters. Kind of the original
tough mutters.
Yeah. Mud run. Tough mutters and Spartans.
Ours is really developed, you know, like you're fun. You're having fun with your friends. You're dressed up in fun costumes. A lot of the teams, they'll dress up in some funny costumes. And you're
such
coming.
Such as?
Oh, we've had people dressed as Ninja Turtles. I mean, it's
oh,
crazy.
Gosh,
and then,
funny.
You know, the funnier, the kookier the name for your team, it's just amazing.
Right.
It truly is. And the race is for everybody and everybody, okay? Mm-hmm. So, like, this is for everyone.
That's great.
So, for anyone who wants to run in it, Diane.
I walk in it.
What's the best way to register for this?
Online, shastamudrun.com. Mm-hmm. That's easy to remember.
Right.
Registration is there. All the information. Mm-hmm. Can register as teams. And when people register four at a time, there's like an automatic 10% discount.
Okay.
So
I was going to ask you if there was a team discount. So four or more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is the cost?
Yeah. Currently it's $70 for adults and $40 for 12 and under.
Okay.
So run it.
And it's for great cause.
Yeah. You know. All the proceeds go back to Youth Options. So they, you know, there's not some big company that comes in from out of town and, you know, gives a small percentage back. I mean, it's blood, sweat, and tears.
Sounds like a lot of work. You guys have a lot of good volunteers helping out with this, like Nicole?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Jen, you know, we're diehard committed to her in her endeavors and then, you know, to the mission of Youth Options. And I think that's what drives us year after year to continue doing this major event.
Right.
You know, this is our bread and butter. You know, we can't serve the at-risk youth in this community without this event. And I think, you know, that's what's really important. That's what's special about it.
Right.
You know,
Who makes the determination on the course itself?
Luckily, Eddie Axner has done a lot of races.
Okay.
And so him and his team,
they come out and they're probably laughing. Oh, this is going to be so funny when they come through this spot.
I remember the first year because, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, I got this idea. And he's like, okay. And I remember going out and it's like, oh my Lord, I had no idea.
Right.
You know. These types of obstacles. And we have people come from other places and they're so surprised that in Reading that we have such a legit mud run.
So mud runs, this is a thing all over.
It is.
It's not just here, huh?
You know, there's so many different mud runs. There's traveling mud runs, and I think that's what most of them are. They are traveling ones. The princess, it's like the princess run or princess. It's almost like the color runs, you know?
Right.
It's just like those.
They come to town, the circus,
they come through, and they leave.
Then.
Yeah.
Wow. And so that's good for Reading.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Bringing people from out of town.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, you know, I met with Danny Orloff with Visit Reading just recently, and he was fairly new to the area and was talking to Tough Mudder about coming to Reading because he didn't realize the impact. And after meeting with us, he's like, oh, you know, I'm not going to make that call back because I understand what the impact to our community with events like this.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, it's an amazing thing what you do and this whole organization. It is a nonprofit organization.
Yes, absolutely.
And so if people wanted to just donate, could they just donate?
Absolutely. So we have sponsorships. People can donate. People can volunteer. Like one of the things I just showed is, you know, what also makes the run is we have different groups become a cheer stations at the obstacles.
Right.
So a business can decorate. They can wear their, you know, their stuff.
Yeah.
They're at the obstacles, so they're cheering people on. They're encouraging it. Plus, it's a nice safety measure that
right.
other people are there all the time.
Right, right.
But it's so much fun, and some businesses have gotten really creative mm-hmm. in
how they do their cure section.
Uh-huh. We had a group of medical ones at one point that had little Skittles and medicine cups and Gatorade and syringes.
Oh,
you know?
I love it.
And it just, you know, it just adds even more fun.
Right, right.
And vendor space.
Yeah, and vendor space too.
Yeah,
so looking for vendors to come out. And
mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be a great event. When is it?
It is May 13th.
Yes.
So
May
13th. Did we say 19 days away?
Oh, 19 days away.
Yeah, it's coming up close.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
And so if you do the run, I'll be in the cheering section.
Yeah. You'll be my fan club.
Well, I'll be laughing.
No, yeah. I think that there needs to be group uh-huh. going.
We should get together, and it does my soul well. I have a lot of people who want me always do stuff, so
yeah.
I should start doing it.
We used
I think
to
it's
compete
a good idea.
As kids all the time.
Right.
Remember when I used to beat you all the time
yes.
racing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
Well, we need to have
a talk about truthfulness. So. I always have to make sure people know she's my younger sister.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am younger.
Yeah.
I always.
But the joy I have is when I introduce you as my older sister and people just believe it.
Oh,
oh
no.
Oh, my
well,
goodness.
They wouldn't if it was FaceTime. Yeah. If we had cameras on.
All right. We got to take a break. We're kind of having too much fun here. Christina, you got some good music queued up in there? All right. Well, let's take it away.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spot.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And we have been here tonight, Diane, talking with Jennifer Coulter and Nicole LaPlante.
I know.
And we've got into this conversation about the Shasta Mud Run, and they have pretty much convinced us to do it.
I know. Well, once I found out about the mud, I mean, I needed to know more about the mud.
Well, what do you think they call it? Mud Run.
I know, but I mean, really, how muddy
you
do you get?
It's like...
You get money.
People need to go to ShastaMudRun.com.
Yes.
And take a look. There's videos there, mm-hmm. pictures. You'll
you
get
said
a really
you're
good
crawling
idea.
In it. And, mm-hmm.
Yeah. How does the water get out there?
Oh, well, there's a lot of water.
Yeah.
And we have water trucks, and we mm-hmm. have rinse-off stations after.
Big
slide, so you'll do, you know, slides.
Oh, we're doing this.
Right.
I wonder
how
if
you, fun.
The youngest that can go is how old? Technically
six.
Okay.
Though there are people that might register their child that's younger, but they have to, you know, as long as they're running
they're
with them.
With
some,
them.
Yeah. Some kids are very athletic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. Is,
I could
is
see you out there with
run.
Maggie.
Me too.
Yeah. But
she would have such a good
she's
time.
Too young.
She, well, yes, but she's. Yeah.
Well,
she's
she can come out and watch you. That's her granddaughter, Maggie.
Little redhead, blue eyed beauty.
Of course.
I know.
And so,
anyways,
no.
But I am coming, though. I am coming to this.
All right. Well, if you go, I guess I'll go, too.
Yeah, I'm going to come give
that's
you a
why
big
they,
hug.
That's why they came, brought us T-shirts.
I know.
Just
and I,
because they knew that they would convince us of this. So,
They did.
So this is on May 13th, the Shasta Mud Run, and it is at Haas Farm.
It's at Haas Farm, yep.
Yep. And what time does it start?
The gates open at 9.
Okay.
So when you register online, you get to pick the time, your wave time.
Okay.
And but we want everybody there at least by 10:30. The gates open at 9. I get,
right.
And then there's, like I said, vendor food.
Right.
Woody's. Mm-hmm. Is our amazing beer sponsor.
Nice.
And so
shout out Woody.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
What about so each participant this year gets a free order of Muddy Tots that Woody's is specifically doing
for that weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Muddy Tots.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we love Woody's Tots.
Yeah.
So at Packet Pickup, yeah, they're doing a coupon per person.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Nice.
So you can carve up. Okay. Carve up with your tater tots and your adult right. beverages.
I'm assuming that that's no. chocolate.
No. I don't know. Chili, I think.
Chili? Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. We don't know. But
I don't know. But
anything on your tots.
Something special
right.
that makes them
okay.
muddy looking.
Well, you'll just have to go to figure it out, you know. But, no, it's going to be a great event. I know. I am looking forward to doing it. Would you like to mention some of your sponsors?
Yeah, so we have such great sponsors all over, but you know our founding sponsors is we have Outlander Creative, Eddie Axner Construction, you know, the people that I say, "Hey, I got an idea," and they just go with it.
Nice.
And Everyday Fitness. So they help with, you know, everything from startup to building it, our marketing, getting people ready, trainers. So,
how many days does it take to get the run ready?
So for the course,
I hear the sighs.
So for the course itself, I mean, we've been out there for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, okay,
so
we're
out there
already
weekend. So we've got heavy equipment stuff going. We go out on the weekends with all of our friends that hate me at this time of year.
Yeah, if you breathe and you know Jennifer, you're out there on that course doing something.
Setting a pop-up.
Do you let people just do a little test run on it if they come out and help?
No practicing. Volunteer.
Right. So I do have volunteer opportunities like the weekends before and everything, putting out, you know, the lines and help weed eating
marking
the course. So,
And so they get
if you've got an in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, we got that. Right.
Yeah. We take care of our people. If you want to come volunteer, we'll get you in that race. We'll get you something.
Do you guys get the youth out there working?
Yeah.
Volunteering? That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they come out and help too, and they even help, you know, with the kid area that, cause again, we have all that free area too for people to come out and have fun.
Right.
And we really just want it to be a family outdoor event.
Right.
Yeah. And I
like
think
it
it's great to get families out there.
And if you
outdoors.
Don't do that, if you don't do that run, I'm telling you right now, I am going to come over and sit on your lap and just
hug
you.
It.
And you're going to have mud everywhere.
Oh, you mean after you get done with the run?
It's going to be everywhere. So we do it.
We do recommend bringing a change of clothes.
Yes.
Right.
You know, don't wear stuff that you really care about.
We post a lot of FAQs on our Instagram page. If you follow us, Shasta Mud Run on Instagram, Facebook, all of the platforms. I mean, we're telling you, tape your shoes. Have your glasses on some string. You don't want to wear stuff that you want to take home.
Right.
Tape your shoes. What's that?
Oh,
what
so when your foot, have you ever just stepped in a giant mud puddle?
Oh, of course.
And suction?
Of course. You're right. There goes your shoe.
Goes your shoe, sister.
See, I would never have thought that. But that's so true.
I think you guys should have like a tent or something set up and then where people can donate and you get a free mud hug.
That would be fun. Like you should have like a little kiddie pool just full of mud for all the little kids.
We do.
Yes, it's a free mini muddy.
They've been doing this for 10 years. They have all the
good
ideas.
And it was like
ideas.
I was right there with you the
I know,
whole time.
That was awesome.
Yes. The energy's high. The music is really amazing. We have people pumping you up the whole race. I mean, it's just nonstop action. You get a medal. Ooh, everyone gets a dog tag.
Finishing tag.
Nice.
You have people pumping you up when you leave and pumping you up when
easy
you come back.
Out there. Jake Easy.
Right. Oh, okay. Jake Easy is going to be out there.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, he'll be providing the tunes for sure.
Absolutely.
Yes. Blasting.
Yeah.
Well, you guys didn't just talk me into it. You got me excited about it.
It's going to be so much fun.
It's great. It's our 10th year.
That's just so amazing. And the organization, Youth Options,
what you guys do
is really, really cool. And I just want to encourage people to get out there and learn more about you and what you do and the organization, you know, the impact that you have in this community.
Yeah, keep them going.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've had Jennifer.
So much
fun. What was her last name again?
Don't even start with me.
See? Do you even pay attention?
I do to the important things.
she wearing a wedding ring?
Oh, no. She is.
Yeah, so I would say it would be important to her husband.
Oh, we're going there. We're going there.
I remember LePlante.
Jennifer Coulter.
Coulter. Yeah. Jennifer Coulter.
And we have
Nicole LePlante. Oh, I remember that one.
Right. Yeah. And so thank you both.
You are important.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You are important. She is important.
I was just saying, I just meant the first name is the most important thing. Is what I meant.
It is.
Okay. Okay. Well, Diane, what are you going to be doing this weekend?
Thinking about revenge on you for next week. Yeah.
What's the weather forecast? I never got a weather forecast. Christina, do you know what the weather forecast is? Really?
Well, I hope it's sunny and beautiful. It has been lately. It's beautiful.
Is it supposed to be nice weather?
I think so.
I don't know, but on our mud run days, we always have the most amazing
really
weather.
It always hits.
Yes. Huh? And last year on Friday as we were setting up, it was windy and crazy.
Well, wouldn't it be bad to get a big rain right before. It would help with the mud, huh?
It'd probably be too much.
We have a lot of mud.
Yeah. I bet.
Probably it would be too much. And so,
I bet it's a lot of work though to get all that mud going. I mean, that's got to be a lot of work.
Yeah.
So
anyway, hey, we got to get going here.
Okay. All right.
You've been listening to Shasta Outdoors. Thank our sponsor again.
Okay. Thank you, Professional Exterminators, for sponsoring us. And I think I'm going to be giving you a call to come out and get rid of all my pesty pests.
Yeah.
And we just want to thank you for sponsoring us.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice people. Give them a call, 530-338-2822. Christina, thank you for operating the board again for us tonight.
Thank you so much to be a part of your team.
Yeah, I you did a great job picking the music. I could tell.
Excellent.
Because everyone was popping their heads, and I think it aged some of us. Let us know.
This was my main hole to make you dance.
Thank you. Anyway, you have been listening to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
I'm Diane Morgan.
And we will talk to you next week.